Hello. Sure. What way are we going to go? Our own way. What is our own way? Well, I guess that's what this broadcast is all about. What way are we going to choose? My name's Brian. Welcome. July 19th, year 2024. We are actually doing the broadcast on this date. Then it will be posted on July 21st. 2024. Well, it could be 2025, but then I would get a lot of people very upset. I'm not waiting for 1 year. Okay, here we go. Clarity Radio. Yes, that's what you're listening to. Now, let me get myself focused. It's very intense. Very, very, very serious. I'm making jokes because I'm trying to break down the seriousness in me because I can feel the pressure, I can feel the tension, and the information that I'm going to provide, a lot of people are not going to accept it. Because why? Because they're not really grounded. And it's part of the Matrix program. We're in the Matrix because we're supposed to be going through some sort of sowing and reaping. This is where our spiritual debts are paid. We all came from a planet, a different planet. And we did our spiritual debts on that planet where we had 100% free will. So now we're in the Matrix on this planet, which is now a very good planet because it's basically for sowing and reaping. That's why this planet is so messed up, because people have to go through their bad spiritual debts. So let's start. As I address the American government, the President of the United States, all Democrats, Republicans, all other parties, as I address our Canadian government, Liberals, our Prime Minister, opposition leaders, parties, this is a very, very serious message. As I address all premiers right across Canada, all politicians, all government workers, civil servants, everyone in Canada, United States, Western world, Europe, Asia, Russia, Israel, everybody, India, China, we are addressing all of you today because you're going to be all made accountable as of this Sunday. This Sunday, there is going to be a major, major completion change that's going to make everybody accountable for what they do to others, particularly when they harm others. World leaders who wish to take us into World War III, well, look out. You do that, you're going to be facing some serious consequences. Well, how? Well, I represent the Spiritual Council of the Light, and I'm the extension of the Spiritual Council of the Light. I have the Christ completely working through me. Those of you who have the pendulum, verify that the Christ is completely working through me. And also verify that in the last 1,000 years, we were not really being helped. We were basically managed by the dark side. The dark side had 100% control of what we do, how we think, whatever the situation is, the whole total experience. It sucked. Even today, as I'm doing this broadcast, they're still in control. And it sucks. But tomorrow, the 20th, they won't be. And then on the 21st, they lose their total power. They're gone. Then the Christ takes over. The Spiritual Council of the Light takes over. Takes over everything, the management of everything on this planet. And those with the pendulum, verify it. And if I'm saying anything that's untruthful, please make sure you text me and tell me, no, Brian, you're not speaking the truth. I need you to tell me this. So this is a very important day. So the 21st of Sunday, what is Sunday, July 2024. Now, our technicians here in the studio do not edit this broadcast. Even if I stutter, I mispronounce, do not, please, do not edit. I need the folks with the pendulum to make sure that when they actually do their actual discernment through the pendulum, or someone who has the gift to discern without the pendulum, you will be able to verify that the broadcast was truthful. So I don't want to make any type of adjustment that will influence the outcome of your pendulum or your discernment. How many people would do that? Not very much. Yeah, not very much. Like I said, do not edit. You know, I am who I am, and I need people to receive me how I truly am. I don't need someone to spend 3 hours to edit my broadcast and make me sound so professional. I'm not interested in that. I'm only interested in getting the truth out. Okay, so let's start. Demons. This is going to be like a 101, and we're going to be talking about how the planet can be healed, how individuals can be healed, and what's been blocking us from being healed. We're going to go over a lot of things. So, do demons exist? And the answer is no. People are going to, you know, at one point I thought they did. You know, at one point I thought they did, but the dark side programmed the Matrix for us to believe that demons do exist. The concept of demons was created by the dark and evil individuals. And it was mostly created by Simon Peter, going back to the time of Christ. Take the pen and verify that is true. It was Simon Peter that really created the concept of demons, because he knew how people were getting sick. But he felt that if the dark side's going to be in charge of what's going on, people can't know the truth how people get sick and how the dark side actually operates. So Jesus did not accept the concept of authentic demons. So again, verify that. He did not. So if someone says, Brian, do you accept the book? I would have to be freaking crazy on my mind based on what I know. Just this one point that if I say yes, I would be like, oh my God. Am I sane? Am I insane? What am I? You know what I'm trying to say. So people who have the gift to discern what I'm saying. So as we move on, so what are demons? Well, here we go. This is why Simon Peter basically created this illusion of demons. There is something. Yeah, there's certainly something there. But they're not demons. So a demon is a past life soul going through a metamorphosis from being light to going into darkness. So this is someone's light soul. You know, they die, and after they cross over and they leave the 100% free will and they come into the Matrix, their soul basically becomes dark, and that dark soul will actually follow the individual into the Matrix. So when that individual comes in to this Matrix, they have two souls, and I call them full-length souls. And so they have the current life soul, the one that they will receive when they come into the Matrix. Then they have the past life full-length soul. And so in a lot of cases, these past life full-length souls are dark. And these full-length souls, the second full-length soul, are used by the individual to have revenge on another human being in the Matrix. And it basically comes off them, and it goes on to the other person, and it could cause them to have a car accident. It could cause them to commit suicide. It could cause them to have cancer. It could cause them to have a severe, severe disease. It could cause them to have severe mental illness. It can cause so many things to take place in order for that person to achieve their revenge against that person and or persons. So that's what the deal is. So Simon Peter, he didn't want anyone to know this. Because, hey, how do you explain, oh my God, I got this entity from my grandfather or from my mother, or my child passed the full-length demon to his mother to give his mother breast cancer because in another incarnation, his mother aborted the child. That's how it works. That's why when doctors are asked, what, doctor, please talk to me, why did I get the cancer? They don't have a clue. In most cases, unless it's environmental, they don't have a clue how you got the cancer. They don't have a clue how you got the stroke, the heart attack. They don't have a clue. But they're not thinking of that secondary full-length dark soul. They're not thinking about that. But that's for real. And so when you see this happening, which you can't see, I mean, I can't see it. I mean, I can discern it. And it's frightening. For example, there are certain people that I will discern, and I will check. Whenever I discern someone, everyone should have two full-length souls on them. So if I check to see that they only have one, I need to find out where the other one is. And so one family situation, they had only one full-length soul. And I said, where is the other one? Oh, the other one is in their pet dog. And they're going to give their pet dog cancer. And they're going to pass their karmic debt to the dog. Or someone else's karmic debt. I go, oh my God. And I can't say anything. See, this is why the concept of demons exists, because we can just say it's a demon. Well, the dog got cancer because of a demon. Are you going to question that? No, but if you learned that the dog got cancer because of a family member passed their secondary full-length soul to the dog, what are you going to do now? Well, you're going to have a lot of problems within that family, particularly if everybody loved that dog. That's what's going on. And you see, God, well, how do I say it? The question is, how do I say this? God doesn't care what we do. I'm just going to say this. I mean, a lot of people say, oh my God, look what he just said. He just said God doesn't care what we do. And it's true. He doesn't care. But who does? Christ does. As of Sunday, Christ cares about what we do. That is the only entity on this planet that cares what we do, because Christ is in charge of the matrix. He's in charge of sowing and reaping. He's in charge of the rules. He's in charge of everything. He gives a rat's ass what we all do. But God says, I don't care, because I've got Christ there to manage everything. And plus there's a matrix, a software program assigned to Christ to basically make it easy for the sowing and reaping to play out. That's it. Think about it. Because the matrix is set up for sowing and reaping. And God washes his hands. So we can't blame God. So don't blame God. Is it wise as of Sunday to have a very close relationship with Christ? Oh, you betcha. It's very important. Because again, God has set up the software program in the matrix to facilitate sowing and reaping. And whether it's the light in charge of the matrix or the dark in charge of the matrix, there are supreme beings that is basically, or entities that's basically in charge of managing what we experience. You don't ever want the dark to manage, because, I mean, what they basically do is take the bad karma, the spiritual debt, the reaping aspect of it, and they take from all their buddies, all the people that they make special deals with. And the church is the mainstream religion. One of the biggest churches, we all know, I'm not going to say it. You know, you go and do confession, and you make confession, and you basically, you're making a deal with the priest on some level that when you come into another incarnation, you're going to be either a conduit to pass someone's bad karma to someone else or take on some other spiritual debt. It just depends on the situation. But it's a serious situation now, coming Sunday, that we are no longer untouchable. We're no longer untouchable. The supreme being that is in charge as of Sunday will be Christ, the entity. And that's, I will say very strongly, regardless of what your faith is, what you believe in, this is who you need to connect with. But not in a religious, fanatical way. You have to, you know, if you listen to me and you follow what I'm saying, you're going to come out a lot better than if you were to follow some other path. Yeah, it's tough. Like, I mean, this message is a tough message. And so the matrix can only be controlled by either the light or dark. It cannot be shared. So that this is something very important. It cannot be shared. So Sunday, this control of the matrix is going to be 100% controlled by the light. By the light. So when this takes place, what's going to happen? So I'm going to go very quickly here. So Donald Trump made a statement. He said that he can go on the streets of New York, whatever he said, I can't recall, and he can gun down 5 people and he can get away with it. The statement he made was true. The statement he made was true because he was protected. The dark side would protect everyone. Everyone. But coming Sunday, if he was to go and gun down 5 people, he's no longer untouchable. He's got a spiritual debt and he's going to have to pay for that debt. And the next 1,000 years, we're talking the next 1,000 years, the light's going to be in charge. And so he's going to come back over the next 1,000 years, come back again, maybe not here, but somewhere else, but he'll pay that debt. So now you have to be very careful with what people are saying. Like, he was not lying. He was speaking the truth. But as of Sunday, that statement no longer holds water. No longer holds water. Even a situation with J.D. Vance saying, well, Canada has to come up with 2% or else we're going to have some trade issues. No, we're not going to have trade issues as of Sunday because we no longer have any sort of bad karma owing to the United States when it comes to economic. And when we don't have bad karma, that means that the United States government, and I love the American people. Hey, in a past life, I was Benjamin Franklin. Come on, wake up. Pendulums verify, was I Benjamin Franklin in another incarnation? Was I Albert Einstein in another incarnation? Yes, yes, yes. Was I Tesla in another incarnation? Yes, yes, yes. Your pendulum is swinging wild. It's Christ in me. Yes, the same Christ that was nailed to the cross some 2,000 years ago. Is it in me? Yes. Okay, so wake up. So what's going to happen starting Sunday? Many blocks are going to be lifted that dark has against the light. And one of the major blocks that's going to be lifted is the fact where they went out of their way to make sure miracle healings would not take place. Only the Pope can have the miracle healing. That's going to change now. And there's going to be a lot more miracle healings taking place through certain people. Not everyone. Whoever is allowed to do a miracle healing is going to be chosen. And this person has to be a grounded person. This person has to be a nice person. Arrogance doesn't come into the picture. Because there was a major blanket block where no miracles could take place. Now, we're also talking where a lot of people who got sick, the treatments, the medical doctors that gave treatments to the patients, they would not work. So that's also coming undone too. So there's going to be a lot more success in modern medicine. So I'm glad to hear that. So these blocks are lifted, and there's another major block that's going to be lifted. Is wow, this is a big one. This is financial, e-commerce, where 20% of the individuals on this planet, they were making all the money. And the 80%, well, they were just getting beaten up. And they were just in a situation whereby they would gain their wealth, you know, they think they're okay, they're middle class. Then all of a sudden, the government says, okay, let's really screw them really good. We're going to jack up the interest rates. We're going to increase this. We're going to increase that, increase this, increase that. Then they're on, out in the street. They can't pay their mortgages and all this stuff. They go through divorce. Their kids commit suicide. All this stuff. And while they were doing this, they were not accountable because they were protected by the dark side. Now that changes. So anyone in government who does some malicious policy where people are actually being harmed or being laid off maliciously, committing suicide, divorcing, they're losing everything. That we're talking about the 80% here. The 20%, they don't care. They already have lots of money. So if they lose 10 million, 50 million, 100, or even a billion, they don't care. They can still survive. They're taking most of the money. But the 80%, no, it gets taken from them. They're the ones that's paying the taxes in most cases. So what are the other blocks that we can look to starting Sunday to be lifted? Well, there was a major block where world peace was not allowed to take place. Not at all. As of right now, this is the 19th, this matrix is programmed for World War III. Right now, Pendulum, verify it, tomorrow it's going to start to slowly get shut down, that program. On Sunday, it will be permanently shut down. We will not have World War III. Crisis in charge. This is the significant change that's taken place. This is why I'm doing this broadcast. I was okay to just take the summer off. I was okay to do that, but the Father said, no, you've got to do this broadcast. Okay. So the threat of World War III will be lifted as of Sunday. Well, so this, what does this mean? It means that world leaders, religious people, politicians, corporate heads, etc., 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 they're no longer untouchable. So if they take us into World War III, they're going to face the consequence, not just the world leaders. It's the policy makers that is supporting the world leaders. It is the generals. It's everybody. They're no longer untouchable. Their ass is going to be in so much trouble in their remaining incarnation and after they die. There's going to be another, there is going to be some other place where they're going to end up, and it likely won't be here. But they're going to go somewhere where they're going to have that experience. Whatever they put others through, they're going to go through it themselves. They're going to go through it themselves. So what do we need to do to save our ass? Well, there's a lot of things. I could probably talk about a year, 2 years, every day saying something different. But what we need to understand is we're not to act out on any personal revenge against another. Against our government, against no one, your family members. And never forgive another human being. Elon Musk, I love you. But you really need to get with the program. You're on YouTube, you're giving people advice to forgive others. Wrong advice. Yeah, it's not good. We're supposed to let go of our anger and revenge. And when we do that, the consequences to the other person who harmed us lies with God, the matrix now. So I'm asking you, stop given people advice to forgive. Because that's how we get ourselves into a lot of trouble. And never make any promise to anyone without using many escape clauses. And the one that I like to use is to the best of my ability. So if you make an allegiance to anyone or you swear in something, you say to the best of your ability. Always say that. That's your escape clause. Because if you just make a hardcore promise and you go against it, you've created a karmic debt. And when you come back in another incarnation, you will have to pay that karmic debt. So be wise. And that's why I say to Elon Musk, do not, please do not ask people to forgive, because when the person forgives the other person, they're taking on the role of God, they're taking away the purpose of God, and they are creating a spiritual debt, because what's going to happen is that the debt that the other person should go through where they are forgiving that person, they will come back, the person doing the actual forgiveness will come back and go through the person's karma, bad karma. Okay, so wake up. Okay, so what should we also do to avoid making additional mistakes to cover our ass? What should we do? Do not make any allegiance to mankind, even to God. Again, he says, without the escape clause, to the best of your ability. Wake up and make sure you use that. And do not benefit from the suffering of others. There's a lot of people who have been benefiting as a result of the suffering of others. Particularly, the first thing that comes to me on a large scale is all these arms dealers that are basically making money selling these arms, and people are dying. They will come back in another incarnation, and they will have to go through the front line. They'll come back as a soldier. They will have to go through that. Just do nothing where you benefit from another where they suffer. And do not intentionally cause others to suffer. Very, very, very important. Very, very important. So we're going to round this up very shortly, but I just want to close with this. Now, here's the thing. Do we have more than one incarnation? Yes or no? Pendulum, do we have more than one incarnation? Yes, it should be swinging real fast. And what is the purpose of having more than one incarnation? Well, there's many purposes. But I'm going to say, let me say the following. The purpose is to go through, well, sowing and reaping. We're in the matrix. That's why we have so many incarnations. And so we have the original 100% free will. And then we have the matrix. And the length of time and the number of times that we go through subsequent incarnations is based on how many people you have seriously harmed and how you have harmed them. So if you kill 300 people maliciously, you're coming back in the matrix 300 incarnations separately to pay for the debt of each person you kill. That's the way it works. So you really have to pay attention and realize that things are going to start to change very quickly, particularly in the United States, U.S. politics. Because on my watch, there's not one human being in the United States that is going to bring down the government. Not one. Not one will bring down the government in Canada. Anywhere. Any country that is of significance. Because the spiritual council will remove that person from power. Will make sure that they don't get reelected. All the doors of success will be shut down on them. And that's what we're looking at over the next 1,000 years of peace. Whereas before, they can just get away with anything. But again, as of Sunday, this Sunday, the program to fix you and fix everyone will begin. So we're taking a break now. My name is Brian. You're listening to Clarity Radio, and I'm recording on the July the 19th. This is for July 21st, year 2024, and we're going to be real back. Thank you.
When you try your best, but you don't succeed. When you get what you want, but not what you need. When you feel so tired, but you can't sleep. Stuck in reverse. And the tears come streaming down your face. When you lose something you can't replace. When you love someone but it goes to waste. Could it
we're back. And yes, it's still the July 19th. We're in the studio broadcasting for July 21st, 2024. My name is Brian, Clarity Radio. Welcome back again. So, let me explain something. I need to expand. Christ has been working through me for years. And my God, working through me, and I thought it would be easy. It's been tough because the dark was in charge. And in the last 2.5-3 years, we've been slowly trying to get control of the matrix. And it was tough. You know, at one point we were in charge and then they were in charge, just going back and forth. And so right now the dark is in charge. But you know, take the Pema, you know, this morning, last night, I did some major changes in the matrix in order for this to take place. And I woke up this morning and, I thought I was good. I thought that any threat of consequences against me with my health, was good. And then he says, no, you're not good. And I said, Father, what's on me now? You've got a stroke, you're going to be dead in 3 days if you don't lift it off. There's someone put a stroke. And this person was like a very powerful, high level on the dark side. And I said, Father, please, you know, I'm getting tired of this. You know, I'm getting tired. Will you lift us off? Do I need to do the prayers and all this stuff? He goes, no, I'll just sit there and I'll lift everything off. And because I was so tired already. So tired, I had to cancel even all my appointments with clients. I had to cancel all today. And I said, oh my gosh, this is just too much. So I said, Father, this is it, right? Like Sunday, okay, we're going to have control. He goes, yes. And because I know that because the main entity of the dark, we got them this morning. We got them. Okay, that's all I can say. We got them. They cannot come back now. So we got them. So let's continue. And I say this with love. And my heart goes out to a lot of parents that have children that are ill. And then we're up against this dark block where the dark says even kids, no, the kids can't get healed. Sad. And this is reality. This is reality that, the truth has been blocked by the dark side trying to get into the school systems, the authentic religious systems. Christianity needs to go through a huge reset because we're off the mark. We're off the mark. And those of you who, of your teachers of Christ, if you speak against me, you're going to be shut down. You can, Pelham, verify. Do I have to give that what I say will come true for or against a human being? Verify that. I have that gift. And I'm not going to go against. Because what I do is I go to the Father. You look after that. And he does. Because I'm not going to sit down and take punches and be slaughtered when I had this gift. And I'm going to take this, my responsibility for 8 billion plus people to help them. I'm going to take this very serious at a level that people cannot even imagine. So, how do we end up taking a stupid pill? Again, I'm not going to be politically correct. I don't believe in that nonsense. I think that's all bullshit. So what do? We pledge allegiance to the wannabe gods, to the holders of power on the planet. These could be dark world leaders. It could be anyone. So we pledge allegiance to the religious people. It doesn't matter what it is. And so the people we are pledging allegiance to, number one, the first thing that they need you to understand, and they lie to you, is that this is our only incarnation. They want you to believe that we only have one incarnation. Okay? So that means that you can't really, really seek for the truth why you come in on this planet to suffer. And these individuals have a lot of experience in the Matrix. They have learned how to mislead people for the purpose of having power over others. That's all they want. They want power. And power comes greed. Greed comes financial wealth. Financial wealth comes with you can buy anybody. That's what they want. And they know that God really doesn't care. They've had so many experiences, they've gotten away with it. Keep in mind, the last 1,000 years, the dark has been in control, so they got away with it for 1,000 years. They come back one incarnation, they die, they come back into another incarnation, they die, they come. But each level they come back in, they climb higher and higher and higher. And they learn how to manipulate the Matrix too. And they can only continue the behavior of harming others as long as the dark side is in charge, is in power. But once the dark side loses, that's when they really start to sweat. And I mean, they're going to sweat. They're going to sweat. Because what is their biggest fear of those who believe they are untouchable? What's their biggest fear? Their biggest fear is that the light takes charge of the Matrix. That's their biggest fear. Because why all the rules of the Matrix is going to be rewritten to benefit the light. The dark now has to pay their invoice. And they're going to pay it. You see, Christ was nailed to the cross in hopes that the light would have power after his death. So this is a concept where people say, okay, well, Christ died and died for our sins. That's not true. Take the pendulum. That's not true. Please. I get a headache when I think about this. Because when Christ came 1,000 years before that, it was just dark. It was just dark. Then when Christ came, he died. Then there was 1,000 years where Christ had influence over the 1,000 years, the next 1,000 years. So, wow. Then, 1,000 years after that, we're now 2,000, the dark had control. And you take a look at the last 1,000 years, it's been really lousy on this planet. So now we're going through a transition again where we are basically moving away from the dark. They're losing their power. The light is now taking over as of Sunday, this Sunday. And if I did not do, verify, if I did not do all this work last 2.5 years, would this be taking place? What's the answer? The answer is no. Okay, so that also shows you who I am, who's working through me. Because who I am and who's working through me, this would not be possible. So it's going to be a lot of changes are going to take place. And all the overrides that the dark has in place are going to be lifted. And then what's going to happen is, without revealing too much, but there's going to be a whole bunch of new blocks, new overrides, a lot of different triggers in place to stop the dark from being highly destructive. And if they are, to ensure that they pay the spiritual debt and that they go through their consequences and that they cannot pass their consequences on to someone else. But they can still do it in such a way where they will trick people to forgive them. Okay, because they know, these people, they know the game. A lot of these people, they know the game. The people on the dark side, they know the game. They will get you to forgive them. Then once you do that, they're walking away from you all happy. They are all happy that they got you to forgive them. Because they know they're not going to pay the debt. They know that the other person is going to pay the debt. So going back, the time of Christ, when he died, what happened to the dark side? Did the dark side, was it worse off? Of course it was worse off. Because they suffered more. They had to go through their bad karma. Of course they're not happy. But they were happy when they had power watching other people die, lose limbs, go blind, suffer. They had no problems. But when it's their turn, they're like a bunch of walking cowards. So when Christ, 2,000 years ago approximately, the dark side was able to transfer their bad karma to the light. So 1,000 years prior to Christ coming, they were able to transfer, the dark side was able to transfer their bad karma to the light. But when Christ died, that stopped. And then the bad karma that was on the light was transferred back to the dark side. And he's saying again, remind them. Now the dark side as of Sunday, well, it's actually starting partly now and tomorrow, but the dark side is now getting their bad karma back, and the light slowly is being freed. But it's a little bit more complicated for the light to be completely free, because what's blocking the light from being completely freed is the false beliefs. Those false beliefs through religion, I mean, they are huge sucker punches. You know, I wish I could do a major matrix change and just undo that program, but I can't. We as individuals, we have to be able to do it ourselves. And so a lot of people have been asking, why is it, because I've had some deep conversations, why is it the dark is moving towards World War III? Because the dark was responsible for World War I, World War II, and they did it through religion. The main church, I'm not going to mention, you already know, I've spoken about it in the past, this is the main church that triggered World War I, World War II, because they had control of the Matrix. So one of the reasons, there's many reasons, but over the 1,000 years, there's been a massive buildup of bad karma. There's been a massive buildup of bad karma over the past 1,000 years. And so these individuals who were responsible for building huge amounts of karma against their soul, well, they want to use World War III so they can have people of the light, it's mostly people of the light, to die on the front lines, to take on their karma. So whatever they have done, if they've caused 10,000 people to die, they're going to want 10,000 people with the light to die for them. Because in the Matrix, it's all about balancing. It's all about balancing everything. And so they're looking to use World War III to balance everything on their side, so they never have to go through any sort of karmic debt. That's why they desperately, desperately want World War III. That's one of the reasons. Sunday is too late for them. The Matrix, the programming, will be changed. Man, oh man. It's sad, right? It's just sad. So you're thinking, the dark is very good to create this whole dissension between one country and another country. But the opposition leader, world leader of the other country, people don't know this, but I do, but they both can be dark. And they are basically agreeing in the spirit realm, in another plane, how they're going to do this. So logically, you say, why are they not going towards world peace? It doesn't make sense. No, because they are in collusion in the spirit realm saying, we're going to trick them. And so I'm going to let you grab this land, and Then the other one says, I'm going to let you sell weapons. I'm going to let you guys make lots of money. Penland people, is what I'm saying true? Is what I'm saying is true? It's true. So we don't see that. We just listen to the skeptics out there. And the skeptic saith, don't listen to Brian. But 5,000 skeptics in front of me, then 5,000 non-skeptics in front of me, the skeptics won't show up. Because their way of dealing with a situation is by breaking someone's character down, destroying the person's image. It's not about truth. It's about destroying one's ability to be accepted by others. That's what a skeptic does. And would I trust a skeptic? I agree with Elon Musk. Elon, you know, you hit it on the nail. You said that you don't trust skeptics, and you're correct. You are correct. But you got another problem. You've got the Chinese stealing a lot of your top secrets. You don't even know this. Well, maybe you do, but they're still doing it. Man, oh man, oh man. Come on, Elon, pay attention. Okay, so where does the dark go after they leave this planet? So here's the thing. The dark had it planned whereby 90% of the world leaders, if they were to die, their soul would be completely destroyed. The dark side had that plan for them. Because a lot of world leaders, they're not really doing what the dark wants them to do. They want these world leaders to take us into World War III. They can't do that now, because on Sunday, these 90% of the world leaders, their soul will not be destroyed. The Christ is not going to destroy their souls. And the Christ is not going to destroy anyone's soul. The dark side did that before. They did the destruction of the souls. And I had no idea. I had no idea that they were doing it. I had no idea. I was shocked to find out they were doing it. But now I'm pleased to say that our souls, we don't get destroyed. We just go through sowing and reaping. So the program is, if you harm someone, you're going to have to pay off the debt. But in some cases, it boils down to whether or not you harm someone in an accident, or you had a misunderstanding, or it was just malicious. If it was malicious, just / evil, then you got a big problem. But if it was a misunderstanding, or if it was an accident, then you can actually ask God to forgive you. And if you're sincere, and it goes through the Christ is the one that actually will ensure that you are forgiven. And so this is very important. This is so we don't have to say, oh my God, I've done this, I've killed this person, I have to suffer. If it was an accident, it's different. It's only when it's malicious, evil, you got to worry about it. And these evil people on this planet that are doing some awful things, they're no longer going to be able to get away with it. Yeah, they will go to another planet, and they will experience that debt. They will have to go through it. And I'm so looking forward to Sunday. Like, I am so looking forward to Sunday. Like, you have no idea how I am so looking. I mean, I work so hard. Almost every week, you know, what I went through, my wife would say, should I call an ambulance? And oh my God, how I was attacked. Like, it was just, and I would say, no, they're not going to know what to do. They have no idea. We're dealing with energy. We're not dealing with something physical that they've learned through their general practice of medicine or through their education of some incredible famous university. They're not going to have the knowledge of how to help me. And that's why when you take a look at these secondary full-length souls, that's what people have been sending to me. Their past life, full-length souls have been going on me, trying to give me cancer, different diseases, so many different diseases. And I go, oh my God, I said, when is this going to stop? So I'm a good example of, the Father has healed me of so many diseases. Pamela, verify that. I've received so many miracles. You know, I should be dead by now with everything that I had in the last 2-3 years. I shouldn't be here. But the planet is going to be going through a major cleanse. The souls that are extremely evil are going to be leaving us. They're going to be going through some major disease. They're going to be cleansed. They're going to be gone. And we're only talking about maybe 3% of the total human population on this planet that are really evil or really bad. But they're going to be leaving us. And for the first time, now if I say, let's say that 2 weeks ago, there was actually no hope. There's no hope for the future on this planet. There's nothing, no hope. People who have the gift to discern, verify. There is no hope. Like we were going to be toast. Coming tomorrow and being finalized on Sunday. So that by the time you hear this on Sunday, we already had started. So we're starting after this broadcast. Saturday, something is going to take place. Will take place by the time you listen to the broadcast on Sunday. And then on Sunday, we've got 100% hope for the future. We got 100% hope for the future. Discern that. 100% hope. And, you know, it's like, let me just say this. When you take about, you think about, leave that, don't edit that out. When you think about the, I'm just collecting my thoughts here. When you think about what Mr. Biden has gone through, and the former president of the United States, Donald Trump, you think about what these individuals are going through. You think about what our prime minister is going through, even the opposition leader is going through. This is all the workings of the dark side. And on Sunday, all this nonsense should stop. And you say Justin Trudeau, our prime minister, he took on someone else's bad karma. The reason why he has been having such a bad time, his bad karma is to divorce, break up his family, break up this country, do all this stuff. He had a gun to his head. And if he didn't do what he was supposed to do, he would end up being punished. He could be sick, whatever. That's the deal that he had. And Sunday, he doesn't have that deal. It's going to be lifted off him. It's going to be lifted off him, particularly with the president of the United States, Joe Biden. He's taking on someone else's karma. That's going to be lifted off Sunday. So, I mean, I can talk about other individuals, but I don't want to at this time. It's premature. But what I'm trying to say is that a lot of people that we deem to be stupid or whatever you want to say, it's not their fault. We have to place ourselves in a position that, hey, maybe that's someone's working through these politicians. Someone's working through you, even you, and making you behave badly to others. You have to look at yourself too, not just the politicians. Everybody's got to look at each other. You know, even a lot of people are angry that alcohol is going to be put into the grocery stores, the convenience stores in Ontario. And I asked the spiritual council, is that a smart thing to do? He goes, no. Is it stupid? Yes. No question. It's dumb, it's stupid, because it's going to create more problems, more crime. There's going to be more problems as a result of this. Than people compare it to the United States. There is a lot of crime around alcohol in the United States. They don't have the big LCBOs in the United States. They've got the small pop liquor stores in the grocery stores. But the system that we had in Canada, it was safe. It was safer. But I only hope that if the crime rate increases as a result of this alcohol and being sold in all these different areas, new areas, I'm hoping that the law is going to be overturned, and that alcohol is sold only in LCBO and beer stores. It only makes sense. People with the pen, verify it. Is what I'm saying true? Verify it. Come on, it's common sense. It's just that the dark is in charge of everything. Okay? If the light was in charge, this would not be taking place. Verify with the pen, verify if that's true. Okay. So, we're going to go to a break now. And we're going to get into, try to understand miracle healings. I'm going to the best of my ability, I'm going to try to explain this to you. And really know that I've got good intentions with what I'm doing. I'm not doing anything. I have no hidden agenda to harm anybody. I just want to see, and I need to see the world shift, and it's shifting. A lot of people are talking about the shift on YouTube and everything else. I've been told I've never seen it, but they don't realize that they're talking about me, which I find to be hilarious. I find to be very funny, but they don't know it's me, that I'm the one that's actually doing all the shifts. So, and I'm glad to, you know, if I can just bring one soul to be happier on this planet, then I've done my job. So, okay, so we're going to break, and what we want to do is be in a place where we don't think that we're going to lose everything, that the place that we know, that we always know, and that place that we know is always good. It's not based on a nuclear warhead dropping on some area, and we're looking at the aftermath of that nuclear war, and we're thinking, oh, that was a place that we once knew. We don't need to go there. And that's total, that scenario, what I'm talking about on mankind, is total bullshit. And we don't need this. Okay? Let's go to break.
Simple thing, where have you gone? I'm getting
And I'm back. Brian is my name, Clarity Radio. We're broadcasting in the studio July 19th, 2024 for the July 21st, 2024 broadcast. Somewhere we only know. Well, so let me clarify something. So when I speak about the alcohol being sold in the convenience stores, grocery stores, we're basically speaking about beer and wine. God, I hope the liquor does not go there. I just hope that is, if that happens, that's really taking the stupid pill. That's really taking the stupid pill. Oh my gosh. How much can we deal with? You know, it's bad enough that we've got cannabis being sold on every freaking corner, greater than Tim Hortons, a coffee chain, you know, place. And a lot of people don't realize that the people who are taking cannabis, what are they trying to avoid? Again, people with the pendulum, verify this. You know, a lot of them want to commit suicide. They have suicide thoughts. So the reason why they're high on the time, high, not all the time, but whenever they're high, is they're trying to block the thought of suicide. Pendulum, verify that. So we've got a bunch of people. We've got a bunch of people out there that want to kill themselves. And they're smoking weeds, so they don't do it. They don't hear the thoughts. We got a bunch of coffee cafes, Starbucks, Tim Hortons, everything. With the pen, verify this. If we did not have anger, if we did not hang on to chronic anger, would 70% of those coffee shops close down? Take the pen and verify it. See, we just don't want to deal with the truth. No, it's okay. It's okay, Brian. I'd rather be a skeptic. I don't want to know that truth. Why? Because a skeptic, for example, does not want accountability. But they want you to have accountability. Not only do they want you to have accountability, they want to make you look bad while you're having accountability, because they're not going to help you be successful. So there's a lot of things that's why I say I can talk on and on and on. And I say to the President of the United States, take the smart pill. Only you, me, and the third person, you know what I'm talking about. You know exactly what I'm talking about. Take the smart pill. Only you, me, and the third person. Okay? So let's talk about miracle healings. Okay, what are we going to talk about? So we're going to talk about this outside the environmental triggers of disease. We're not going to be talking about the causes of disease due to some environmental impact on you. Hydro lines, drinking water, toxic, pharmaceutical drugs, whatever. We're not going to be talking about any of that. We're talking about energy. And so the triggers is basically one of the big problems. This is between mankind to mankind, man to man. Is how do they make each other sick? It's through these full-length souls that we identify in religion as demons. And then there's spirits, which are fragments of a soul. And then there's light bodies, which are basically your astral body, your aura. And your astral body basically has memory of all your incarnations. Take the pendulum and verify that your astral body have memory of all of your incarnations. If you've had 1,600 incarnations, does it have memory of all 1,600 incarnations? What's the answer? Yes or no? The answer is yes. Thank you. So it's complicated. Like, to try to come out, it's like going to a medical doctor and you get a blood test. And everything comes back normal, but you're sick as a dog. you're not feeling well, then you're told it's all in your head. Spirituality, miracle healings is somewhat like that. It could be if you go to the wrong person. But with me, I know exactly what's going on very, very quickly. And the first thing that I check is, what is the source, the energy of, where's it coming from? Where's it coming from? But one of the things that I want to check to see if in another incarnation, did you forgive someone? And your genes will have memory of your past life of how many times you forgave someone and what for, and whether or not you're taking on the spiritual debt in the matrix. And that you would have on you, if you did do that, you would have the full-length soul of the person that you basically forgave. And they would be on you to make sure that you take on their disease. Most bad karma, when it comes to sowing and reaping, is paid through disease. Okay, most. Sometimes it's car accidents, it's being murdered, it's whatever it is. That's another issue. It's complicated. But just to deal in general terms, just straight disease. And one of the issues also is when we accept the eye for eye. Like the Old Testament is so bad for mankind. It hasn't served us well. It has not. The eye for eye basically says if you basically take someone's arm off, your arm's coming off. There's no wiggle room. You just accept eye for eye. You didn't say, well, I'm going to accept eye for eye to the best of my ability. The Bible does not give you any wiggle room. There is no wiggle room. And that's what's wrong with Scripture. You are toast if you accept Scripture at face value. And God doesn't work that way. God always wants you to have the options to become a better person, to correct yourself. And particularly with Christ being in charge this Sunday, there's going to be a lot of new information coming out over the years. And when we, I wonder who's going to give all that information. Penlam, who is it? Go on, who is it? You're right. Okay, when we accept the sins of the forefathers, oh my gosh, this is a bad one. When we accept the sins of the forefathers, that we're going to take on the sins of our forefathers. Come on, wake up. We're going to take on their disease, their misdeeds, their mishaps. Did we all of a sudden become crazy? And this was set up by Simon Peter. The eye for eye, Simon Peter. His soul. Even prior to being Simon Peter, his soul, prior to that, whoever he was. Wow. So there's, I was mentioning there's a lot of cleansing taking place. And the cleansing is going to continue. And the cleansing needs to take place for us to be able to understand even what I'm speaking of right this minute. When we talk about diseases, what else can trigger diseases in your physical body where you've transported yourself from 100% free will, you come into this matrix where you have very little free will. You have very little free will, but yet you can still create new karmic debt. I mean, it's complicated. It's complicated. But when you make oaths, vows, promises, commitments, again, without the escape clause, potentially you're toast, based subject to whatever that commitment was or is. And he's saying again, remind him, do not accept once born a sinner, always a sinner. Let me tell you why. With the penalty, those who have the gift to discern, if you accept once born a sinner, always a sinner. And let's say you accepted that in the 100% free will. That agreement is still coming into the matrix, into your new physicality. It's encoded in the genes. It's programmed. You are programmed to accept once born a sinner, always a sinner, even though you never step one foot in the church. It's still on you. Am I right, Pelham people? Yeah, I'm right. It's still on you. But so you come into this matrix, you don't even know what you've already agreed to. And that's part of the problem. My job with many is to basically cleanse you and get rid of all this BS. Because once you accept, once born a sinner, always a sinner, you will never, never receive a miracle healing until that's been lifted. Terrible. Verify. Pelham people, verify. And never surrender yourself to any institution and or religion without the saying, to the best of my ability. You can even say subject to God's will, if you want to say that. You can say that, but you need to say something to allow you to go to God and say, even though I made that commitment, I'm asking you to forgive me for making that commitment. And not only that, when you say to the best of your ability, and you made a commitment with another human being, and you say to the best of your ability, they cannot come back to you in another incarnation and punish you. They cannot send their past life full-length soul on you and make you sick and cause you to die, for example, or give you a heart attack, whatever it is. They can't do that because you said to the best of your ability. But if you give a hardcore commitment and you break the commitment, they'll come back in another incarnation. They will punish you. That's how it's set up. It sucks, isn't it? It sucks that we've gone through life and we've never been given this truth. That's another reason why it sucks. What are the causes that causes you to have disease? Is when you, of course, we mentioned this, when you bring malicious harm against another. You know, when I'm thinking about this, I'm thinking about the Russian-Ukraine war. I'm thinking about any war, and where it's been known for the Russian soldiers to move in and rape all the women, and a lot of them kill them. So they were able to get away with all this stuff, all this horrible stuff. Sunday coming, when they start doing all this, they're done. They are so done. And that's the individual that really, really, really makes me upset. That these individuals that do this. But they will pay the price. Everyone who does that will pay the price starting Sunday. And one of the things that you don't want to do is make fun of those who suffer. And again, we mentioned this before, it's when you benefit from those who suffer. Now, I'm going to make a very strong statement here. I know it's going to get me into trouble with the skeptics. But here we go. And the thing is, stay away from violence. Stay away from it. Do not be anti anybody. Don't do it. Think about the rest of this incarnation saving your ass and becoming a better person. Don't participate in going after the Jewish people, the Muslim people, the Protestants, the Catholics, the Americans, the Canadians, the French Canadians. Don't do not hurt these people. Because Sunday, when you do it, after Sunday, you're going to create a huge karmic debt, dependent on what you're doing. And the debt will be equally paid, whatever it is. It's always equally paid. So here's the statement's going to get me into trouble. But I'm okay. I'm a big boy. So, when you accept scripture at face value, particularly the Old Testament and parts of the New Testament, here and now, this is what's going to trouble a lot of people. Those with the pen and have the gift to discern, particularly on, as a Sunday, you will get the answer, yes, that is true. Okay? Christ did not tell anyone to forgive another human being. He never told anybody. Forget about the numbers of times Christ said. He didn't say that. Peter Simon is the one that started this. He started the lie. That's the truth. You know, so what are we going to do? To get 1,000 years of peace, we have to hit the reset button. But if you're going to think about something that ties all religion together, all of mankind together, there's only one thing that ties us all together when we speak about religion. Just one thing. It's what you sow is what you reap. As of Sunday, regardless of what your religious belief is, if you believe in Sharia law and you're busy taking off a foot or arm of another human being, what you've got to really say to yourself before you do this, in your next incarnation, you have to say to yourself, which foot, which leg are you prepared to lose? And it will happen every incarnation. Because revenge is only paid through the matrix, through God, through the matrix. The Sharia law is man's revenge. And so that's going to kick in on Sunday, that those who basically implement this law, they're going to create a huge karmic debt, an equal karmic debt, and they will pay the price. This is how it's very simple, because we're programmed to go through that experience. And the program in the matrix, when I was Einstein, I spoke about the crystal lattice just briefly, but I don't want to talk too much about the crystal lattice. This is where we get much further thoughts. But it's changing. I mean, it's changing. So here we go. What core beliefs is causing one to harm each other? Well, what is it? I mean, it's frightening when you put on the TV and you watch the news, you listen to the radio. Such negative news. You know, it's hardly anything that's good. See, there's a certain group element of mankind, and these are the ones that have a lot of experience in the matrix. You know, they have lots of experience. They're looking for power. They believe that the only way they can be happy is to have power over another. Again, we spoke about this earlier. You know, the core belief to be happy, what is that? The core belief to be happy, what is it? Well, there's many core beliefs to be happy, but here's a good one. Is to give of oneself to another in a meaningful an unconditional way, anything outside of this statement, for the most part, is bullshit. Take the PEM. Now, you don't have to say bullshit, because I know that this whole total broadcast, I know that the number one thing that you're always going to remember in this broadcast, and I know this to be true, is the fact that I said bullshit. It's true. That's what you're going to be remembering. And not only are you going to be remembering, you're going to be gravitating to listen to this program even more, because you want to hear someone like me say the word bullshit. And I've said I'm not a politically correct person, and I'm not going to be. A person needs to be able to speak their mind and express how they truly feel, but not in a malicious way. They have to be able to express. Otherwise, it just builds up, builds up, builds up, builds up. Then all of a sudden, one day, they have a stroke, they have a heart attack. Something happens. They have to be able to get it off their chest, metaphorically speaking. That's true. See, these individuals that believe that they can only be happy if they have power over another, through time, it's going to kick them in the butt through time, other incarnations. Because with a lot of people, in order for them to be happy, they have to put people down. They have to steal from people. They have to make people suffer. They have to make people lose something, even their dignity. They have to do it. But in another incarnation, they will likely go through the same thing. And that's what I like about the fact Sunday, the rules are going to change. The rules are going to change. And the individuals that were busy doing all this harm, they're going to say, what the heck happened? I never saw that coming. Because all of the untouchables that are busy hurting so many people will now become touchable. So just a general understanding, what's involved in the spiritual healing? Well, there's a lot involved. Layers upon layers upon layers upon layers upon layers. Sometimes it's just three layers and the person is healed. But one of the things that when someone comes to me, number one, I'm more difficult to meet than I'm far more difficult to have an appointment with. It's much easier for you to have an appointment with your medical doctor. I'm tougher because I have to make sure that I'm helping the right person. What I don't want to do is take someone and do a healing on them, then take their karma on. And I don't want to do a healing on a person who gets healed knowing that they can come back another incarnation and do the same thing to harm others and come to me in another incarnation and get healed. I don't want to enable these people. There's no way. So I have to identify if they're light or if they're dark. That's what I do. If they're up to light, that I can help them. If they're up to dark, it's very difficult. And I have to identify the source of their actual disease. And then once I've identified it, I have to identify what are the rules to have that disease lifted off, whether or not it can be lifted up, because it's governed by the spiritual council. And which I'm an extension of the spiritual council, but I still have to discern it if that disease is allowed to come off that person. I also will discern if that person came to me in another incarnation and did that person appreciate the healing. If the answer is no, there's a good chance that they're not going to get a healing. And if that disease is there, it's terminal, then they're going to end up dying. That's why I say it's very difficult to sit down with me, because I have to make sure that I'm helping the right people. So to receive a miracle healing, of course, I've got to get approval. Every healing has to be approved. I don't do it on my own. But one has to be free of all false beliefs that hinder the actual outcome of the healing. In the situation of children, the parents both have to be on side. No nonsense. Unfortunately, if it's a skeptic parent, that child likely won't get healed. And that's sad. That's really, really sad. And you've got to be a nice person. You've got to be a nice person and have no revenge towards others or to yourself. So it's not straightforward. It's not straightforward going on a stage and someone is waving their hand and you've got this heat wave going over them and you've got eight football players getting ready to grab you so you don't hit your head on the floor. It's not that simple. You've got to know why you got sick in the first place, and you've got to learn from it. That's what needs to happen. It doesn't make sense that you just get this miracle healing, but you don't understand what you did in another incarnation. And it makes no sense that you get a healing when you don't believe in other incarnations. That doesn't make sense at all. Because if you don't believe in other incarnations, you're not going to get a healing. Unless there's something that needs to be lifted off you that prevents you from accepting other incarnations. Now that's a different case. But every situation is different. It's not like carved in stone. It's the same for everyone. It's different. So when we take a look at the final stages of healings, there's something that's called, and this is nasty. Oh my gosh, this is nasty. Some people had, they've got the gift. It's called repeat entities. And these repeat entities, you know, if they get lifted off the person, then the person who sent in this full-length soul, their past life soul, to the person who's ill, they can keep doing it. So these repeat entities can be safely, permanently lifted. So the rules in the Matrix now, because we're particularly approaching Sunday, this can now be lifted. So a lot of people who have these repeat entities are almost like curses. But you wake up every morning and you get the same energy. Even if it's lifted, you get a new energy on you. But it's to do the same disease. But they can now be permanently stopped. And also, in a lot of cases, I would have to make arrangements to get their authentic soul back. And this is a tough thing. Some people are taking on other people's bad karma by they take on their actual current life soul and they actually take on their actual past life soul of another human being. This is a badass situation for this to happen. Oh my God. And the other person who has given you their souls, they have your soul. They have your current life soul and they have your past life soul, which in a lot of cases is really good karma. And so they're having a good time. They're having a whale of time. They're enjoying their life. They're making money. They're happy. You know, they're stealing everything from you. Because the current life soul and soul is like a blue chip. It's a program. It's a software program. And so based on that blue chip software program, it's a metaphor I'm speaking here, it interacts with the crystal lattice. It interacts with other forms of energetic communication, consciousness. And so there's good consciousness and there's bad consciousness, you know. And so the one that's taking your soul, your good soul, current life, and past life soul, they're getting the good conscious, the good karma. And where the bad conscious, it's all about balance, and the bad conscious is going to the other person that's taken on someone else's debts, current life and past life soul. So that's, it's complicated, but it sucks. And usually what happens is you get, this takes place, you don't actually, you're not really born with it. In, maybe in some cases you are, but mostly around the age 8 is when you get these badass souls come in. And so age 8 is a very critical age for transition. Very, very critical. And a lot of people, you know, they end up with getting someone else's bad soul at age 8. And it really, really sucks. And a lot of the bad souls that people receive, it's usually among their own family members. Like a father, for example, can send his bad souls to one of his children. And then the father takes on the good soul of the children. And the father ends up living longer, and the child ends up dying sooner. It's just, I've seen this many times. This actually sucks. And then there's people, and I know this, you know, I deal with this one person almost every day. But this one person has the ability, and there's a lot of people like this. They have, if they have a thought of a person having a car accident, they can actually set up the car accident. They can actually set up the car accident. And, for example, if in many cases, if I did not intervene, those car accidents would have taken place. And the reason why this individual has the ability to do this is because they are trying to transfer either their own personal bad karma to someone else, or they are a conduit and they may have made confession in the church. And they agreed to be a conduit, but when they agreed to be a conduit, it wasn't when they were in human form. It's after they died, they crossed over in the spirit realm, they agreed to do it. And they agreed to come back in human form and do it. So again, that's really, really, it's a dog's breakfast. But these things are happening as we are outside walking the dog, walking on the sidewalk, going to the grocery store, having food in a restaurant. You know, these things are happening while you're sleeping. Bad things are going on. But you don't need to be afraid of all this. You know, the more that you become aware of this is happening, the more you can adjust yourself to human behavior and to social behavior. You do not have to be the slaughtered lamb. No one... The true God does not want us to be the slaughtered lamb. Hey, Christ 2,000 years ago. Okay, so he died for our sins. So that's the claim, which is BS. Take a look today, in 2,000 years. Do you actually think that we actually respected that? When we take a look at human behavior today? The answer is no. The answer is we need to be able to love, 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 and understand when we go against love starting Sunday, there is consequences. That's all you need to know. That's the only thing you need to know. Don't do anything against the government, a politician. Do not assassinate anyone. Do not have any violence against another human being. Do not gun down someone arbitrarily just for the fun of it. Don't do it. Coming Sunday, you will pay the price. After you die and cross over, you will have to pay that debt. And you will pay that debt. So, let me see if there's anything else I have to say before we go. Hang on for 1 second. He wants me to do some more talking. Oh, okay. Father, you want me to stay on? Yeah, okay. So let's go to the next break, and we are going to, you know what? Let me just say this. If I was, let's say if I was like 40 years younger, I would walk 500 miles for you. I'm trying to say this to you that I would, but now with my age, it's hard for me to just walk a mile. But if I was 40 years younger, I would walk 500 miles, but not in the same lot segment. I would have to break it up over a period of 5 years. I couldn't do 500 miles like that. I would have to break it up. I got to be honest with you. Okay, so my name's Brian. You're listening to Clearly Radio. It is still the 19th of July, 2024, and this is for the July 21st, 2024 broadcast being posted. And we're going to come back, and I don't know what we're going to talk about, but we're going to come back. We're going to talk about something, okay? We'll be right back. Thank you.
When I wake up, well, I know I'm going to be the man who wakes up next to you. When I go out, yeah, I know I'm going to be the man who goes along with you. If I get drunk, well, I know I'm going to be the man who gets drunk next to you. And if I haver, yeah, I know I'm going to be the man who's havering to you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more than be the man who walks 1,000 miles and fall down at your door. When I'm working, yes, I know I'm going to be the man who's working hard for you. When the money comes in for the work I do, I'll pass almost every penny on to you. When I I'm gonna be the man who comes back home to you. And if I go, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who's going over you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more if there'd be a man who walks 1,000 miles to fall down at your door. I'm gonna be the man who's lonely without you. And when I'm dreaming, well, I know I'm gonna dream about the kind when I'm with you. When I go out, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. And when I come home, yes, I know I'm gonna be the man who comes back home with you. I'm gonna be the man who's coming home.
Okay, man, that song just makes me tired just thinking about walking 500 miles. Oh, man, I'm tired. Here we go. So, would you listen to me again? My name's Brian, and it's Clarity Radio. Would you come back and listen to another broadcast? So that's the question that you could ask. And if the answer is no, then that usually means that you've got some really bad karma to go through. That's what it means. People with the pendulum verify that. It means you've got bad karma to go through because you're not allowed to be helped. That's why you're not going to listen to me. Not because I'm not speaking the truth. And so most skeptics, they have bad karma to go through. That's why they can't listen to me. And coming Sunday, a lot of people on this planet is going to be hit with what is called a God curse. It's called a God curse split personality. A God curse split. Oh my God, this is, I've got the gift to lift these off me, only for off certain people. But these are really bad. For you to get one of these are really, really bad. Normally, this is something that would end up taking your life. It's based on you doing something in another incarnation. And for many, I'm going to help, but for many, I won't be able to. And so it's tough. And a lot of people who speak poorly of me, I've discerned is because they do have huge spiritual debt to pay. And if they didn't have that spiritual debt to pay, they would speak kindly of me. And that's the truth. And take the pen and verify, is that true what I'm saying? It's true. And I know it's true. So that's why I don't take it personal. Because if someone says something poorly about me, I said, Father, let me have her file or his file. Let me have access to the file. And I get access to the file. And I can see what the person has done and what debt they have to pay. And it's sad. And some people don't want to change. You know, they don't want to change. Because once they've had a taste of greatness and wealth, incredible life of having power over others, they want that back. And they'll do anything to get that back, including creating a huge set of karmic debts. But that statement would be true as of today, yes. But as of Sunday, it's not true because whatever they do, they're going to pay the debt. But if I'm a world leader coming Sunday, I'm going to really think twice about what I'm doing, and particularly how I treat other countries. And if I'm a world leader, if I'm a politician, I'm going to think twice and not threaten another country. Because it's not the other country that they have to worry about. It's the spiritual council of the light that they need to worry about. Because they're watching everything that goes on. And they can block everything and they can shut everything down. And they will do it to save mankind, whatever it takes. It's difficult. When you're dealing with extreme darkness and you're dealing with coming Sunday, those people I've spoken to you about in the last segment where they just curse people and they cause them to have a car accident, it could be a commit suicide. These people, even when they take their full length soul, they can actually cause your engine light to go on in the car. And then you go and you take it in and you're hit with a $4,000 bill. Meanwhile, there was nothing wrong with the car. They can cause your appliances to shut down. They have that ability. They can cause you to have food allergies. They can cause you to overeat and gain weight. They can cause you to do all these different things. They could put you into a state of depression. And they've been getting away with it. you know, they've been getting away with it. So now Sunday, coming this Sunday, they won't be able to get away with it. Because once they start cursing other people, they will create the debt. The debt will stay on them. And in a lot of cases, if they cause, or not rather cause, they want someone to go through a car accident, likely they're going to go through the car accident. The reason why they're going to go through the car accident, because it's their original car accident debt that they're trying to pass on to you. So they have the debt there anyways. So coming Sunday, they're going to be going through their own spiritual debt instead of getting away with causing harm to others. And they're not going to be able to get away with being an instrument for religion where they are a conduit to pass bad karma for the churchgoers in this big religion. The powerful people in this big religion, they pass their bad debt to someone else. They're not going to be able to do it. And these powerful people that they've been hoping that someone's going to take on their karma, their debt, that's not going to happen anymore. These powerful people are going to have to go through their own spiritual debt. So things are changing. So that's why I'm saying, if I'm a world leader, I'm going to try to bring everyone together. I'm definitely going to try to have influence, trying to stop the wars going on right now. But 90% of the influence of stopping the wars going together is not through the world leaders, but it's through the change in the matrix, the software program being changed this Sunday. So world leaders don't take any sort of praise or gratitude or ownership for world peace. 90% of it's already been done for you. So all you got to do is just go there and do a photo shoot and sign the paper, the agreements, and just say thank you. Thank you, Father. That's all you need to do. But do not, I'm asking, do not start any new wars. Do not instigate the flame. Ignite the flame even brighter, bigger, and try to bring some sort of common sense to what's going on up there. There's going to be a lot of changes in the media. The media, they've been, you know, 1,000 years, they've been basically a lot of the media, not all of them, they've been misleading the public. And these individuals are going to have to go through the karmic debt starting Sunday. So that's going to be a change. And you've got comedians that are just slandering politicians. Oh, it's just bad. Coming this Sunday, they will start to go through their spiritual karmic debt, and they will have to pay it. So we're just going to have to be observers and take a look at what's going to happen. It's going to be a very interesting next year. And we got to change. Like, I mean, you know, if we get our act together, the spiritual council will approve greater technology for mankind, particularly the electric car. The electric car is just dumb. It's a dumb technology. Right now, people who know anything about the electric car that has any type of intelligence, they know it's stupid. But if we get our acts together, we can have another technology that can replace that, and it will be good for the environment. It will be good for the car. It will be good for the consumers. They're not going to be ripped off with having to buy $10,000 replacement batteries and all this stuff. We don't have to worry about the environmental issues. Where do we dump these 1,000, 2,000-pound batteries? You know, and there's so many other concerns. We just got to be able to embrace truth. And part of the reason why we weren't able to embrace truth is that the dark side, the programming, programmed people to be stupid. This is all being undone as of Sunday. It's going to be very difficult for politicians to trick the people. It's going to be very difficult. Most of the people are going to know what the truth is. At least 80%, And so that's going to make a big difference with the who gets elected. People will know the truth. They will know which politician to choose. And they're going to, starting Sunday, people, particularly in the United States, Canada, well, France has already gone through their elections. And there's more to come. England, well, they're going through their change. Coming Sunday, people are going to be much more aware of what the truth is. And they're going to be able to make greater intelligent decisions on who gets elected in office. So that's going to be another big change. So having said that, do angels exist? Yes, angels do exist. Demons exist? No. Demons are simply the transformation of your soul becoming dark. That's all this. We're dealing with dark souls for the most part. And there's other explanations, but you know, we can swallow that pill and live with that. That would be truthful. So I don't know when we're going to do our next broadcast, because I wasn't supposed to do one until September. But check our website every week to see if there's another show broadcast coming. But again, I want to just say to all of you that the next 5 years is going to be good for mankind, because there's going to be a huge infusion of truth. And people are going to be given mandates by the Spiritual Council of the Light to help. And we're going to help each other. That's what we're going to do. We're going to help each other. And we're not going to basically steal from the poor and give to the rich. This behavior is going to come to a quick halt, and there's going to be consequences to those individuals who do that. And they'll see the consequences will be usually the doors of success will be shut, will be permanently shut, and they will have to pay the debt. So, you know, we got a bright future. I know that, again, if I'm one of these billionaires, I'm going to think differently. Oh, man, am I going to think, particularly if I want to come back into another incarnation and be a billionaire again, you know, because everything's changing. Next 1,000 years, the light Christ is in charge. So I'm asking everyone not to look at Christ as a religious fanatic. Just look at Christ as a entity of truth, of sincerity, of love, and where you're talking to someone who has access to the Christ and has access to God. And I prepared to go in front of any audience. You can ask me any question about civilization, the history, mankind, psychology, sociology, anything. I will speak the truth. I will give you the answer if I'm allowed to answer that question. So I will do it. But, oh boy, you know, the fact is, those with the pendulum verify this. Is it true that all souls on this planet is afraid of me? The answer is yes. And they're wise to be, because it's not me. It is the God conscious working through me. And you want to speak kind words of me all the time. Then the doors of success will be open for you. So be wise. Okay, so we're going to go now. And so on Sunday, enjoy the broadcast, and you may want to listen to this 3 times. And I say to the President of the United States, take the smart pill. I'm here for you. Okay? Thank you. Bye-bye. I see the moon. There's an angel contemplate my do they know the places where we go when we're gray and old? 'Cause I've been told that salvation
lets their wings unfold. So when I'm lying in my bed, thoughts running through my head, and I feel that love is dead, I'm loving angels instead. And through it all, she offers me protection, a lot of love and affection. We're all right or wrong, down the waterfall, wherever it may take me, I know that life won't break me. When I come to call, she won't forsake me. Loving angels instead. Wow. When I'm feeling weak and my pain walks down a one-way street, I lift it up and I know I'll always be blessed with love. And as the feeling grows, she breathes fresh to my bones. For when love is dead,
Nicholas, I love you!